We're here on KSOM as we get ready for the state semifinal softball matchup as Riverside takes on Wayne, and the head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs, Lacey Patterson, joins us now. And coach, your team, a great dominating win in the first round. How do you feel coming into tonight's showdown against the top-seeded Falcons?
Right, feeling good. If we come, you know, produce 1-9 like we did last night, I think we'll have a good shot against Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, the offense, it probably didn't even surprise you. I mean, things can react, team players, lineups can react differently at the state tournament. But, you know, I think Peyton Schaefer told me we got to approach this like any other game. And it seemed like the offense, it was just like any other game for them.
Right. They know they can hit. We do a lot of hitting at practice. They still go to hitting coaches during the season. So they've got a lot of confidence at the plate. And that's what we ask of them. You know, we came out after the first inning, had an error, they scored a run on us. So to be able to come back from that, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't go away for a little while there. I mean, every time you scored, they came back and scored again. What can you say just about the resilience of your team to respond every time they scored runs?
Yeah, that's what Daryl and I in the dugout were saying. Like, this is going to go on all game. You know, we got to keep scoring. We got to keep doing what we're doing, win every inning like we've said all year. So it's kind of the same mentality, you know, that we've had all year. So win every inning.
And what about Peyton Schaefer? I mean, she gave up some runs. She got behind some hitters at times, but responded each and every time. And, you know, I guess the best thing you could say is your pitcher gives you a chance to win. What do you think overall about how Peyton threw in the first game there?
She's a champ. You know, we tell her you've got the defense for a reason, so rely on them. And she does, you know, most of the time. So, but to come back from, you know, all of those illegal pitches they were calling on her, to come back and not just give up, put her head down, it's awesome.
Yeah. And so now this matchup here against the Falcons, what do you know about Wayne and what they bring to the table?
I know they've got a good pitcher. That's what I've heard. So hopefully our bats, you know, keep rolling and defense behind, and Peyton does her job and we'll be okay.
Yeah. You're an underdog now. You go up against a top seed. How do you approach it? Do you approach it any differently?
No, I don't think so. You know, all season we've played Esterville, a bunch of ranked teams that were ranked above us. So it's kind of, you know, just keep doing what we're doing and don't change our mindset. Just try to win every inning like we have been and keep positive and loud in the dugout.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, again, the top and the bottom of the lineup produced. I mean, I think everybody got on base except for Casey Perkins in the ball game. And Casey is a great defender in the outfield and produces in some way as well. I mean, how proud could you say of that lineup just doing what they did?
Right. And Casey, you know, most of the time she is getting on base, but just to keep her positive attitude for us and not get down. Some people could put their head down, you know, be crabby and it affects the rest of the team. So put the ball in play and do what we do.
Yeah. What can you say about Liner Martins? I mean, just the way she approaches at the plate. I mean, she hits three hard hit balls in the game. I mean, she was originally a catcher, now moved to second because of an injury. And yet, She doesn't look like she misses a beat.
Right. She's awesome. She didn't start out as our leadoff hitter, but throughout the season we saw she was getting on base, you know, most every single time. And that's what you need as a leadoff. So she's done awesome for us. She's got confidence and, you know, she gets on base. It helps everyone else get on base right after. So.
Yeah. And then your senior, Ellie Henderson, you know, what can you say just about what she brings to the table in terms of her leadership?
Right. She had a great game last night, too. She was hitting the ball, putting it in play, and that's what we ask of her. You know, we need you on base because you're so fast. So, and then in center field, like I've said before, everyone says, she's your only senior. You should be good next year. Well, yeah, but she's so fast and can track the ball down in center field, so we're going to miss her a lot.
And then how about the defense? I mean, how did you feel about, you know, some of the plays made? I mean, I think there was one error, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. You know, what did you see from the defense? I mean, there was a lot of comebackers to Schaefer last night, a lot of ground balls. I don't know if that was your goal.
Yeah, yep. And Peyton did a good job, you know, looking the runners back at third to hold them at third, still getting the out at first. I honestly think the error was just a jitter. You know, Sydney Summers hardly makes any errors. So and she overcame that, get over that, and still, you know, came back offensively and put the ball in play. But defensively, we're pretty sound. So
just overall, what does it mean tonight for this team, for you, for everybody else to play for a chance to go to the championship game?
It's huge. And, you know, these girls, they're excited last night, obviously, for the win, but we're getting ready to practice this morning, and they're just like any other day, you know, just relax and chill and ready to go. So I love that mindset.
Well, it all, you just hope it keeps going tonight. Your team is in a rhythm. Let's hope the momentum stays with you as you battle the top-seeded Wayne Falcons. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here against Wayne. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Lacey Patterson, head coach for Riverside Softball, joining us here on KSOM.